This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So, movie star and top tier rapper, T.I. asked, when was America a great period? Well, this is the country where women got suffrage. This is the country where we bring in the most immigrants. This is the country where we pay immigrants to come here and have their babies for free and then bitch and complain. That needs to stop. But I'm telling, no, T.I., I'm not lessening slavery in this country that 2% of white people had in the South. I'm not lessening that. And I'm not lessening that four African countries right now have slavery and women are sold into slavery. I mean, just type in, put it on screen. I mean, there's been London Guardian articles, Al Jazeera articles, Business Insider articles. Here, let me show you. It's really easy. African refugees bought, sold, and murdered in Libya. That's Al Jazeera. But let's pull up the Business Insider. Just type in, women sold into slavery in Libya. Boom, comes up, bunch of links. There's video of them being sold at the slave auctions. Let me show you. Because this is critical, and I need to show folks this, so I'll just do that. So this is all going on. Men, women, all sold as slavery. I'd say, hey, T.I., you concerned about that? Or is it all complaining about America and then telling us how we're bad, so we're guilty, even though none of us own slaves and have done nothing wrong, so that I guess politically we have to do what you say? Yeah, there it is. Humans were reportedly being sold as slaves for $400 each on the front line of the migrant crisis. Do me a favor, print me all those articles. It'd be really neat if I could just hand all those to T.I., but you know, I never really get my wishes, do I? People say, well, why didn't Candace do a better job? No, she tried to. She got shouted down by the moderator, by T.I., and by the crowd. They sit there with their smartphones, their fancy clothes, where the poorest people in America live better than most people in third world nations. And the guy in the middle looks like, you know, he eats enough for 20 people. Job of the Hutt. And he's there just getting pissed when somebody says America doesn't suck. But boy, I tell you, thousands of people come here illegally a day from Africa. And the day they get here, leftist white people are there taking them with open arms and marching them through to get them on all the welfare and all the goodies. The government just catches and releases. And then I see those people later on the news talking crap about America, how much it sucks. Let me tell you, you're in Africa? Hell, guys, cue that up just for when Gavin McGinnis comes on. Let's show some of the blacks burning blacks. Willie Mandela was a big expert on that because they're not from South Africa. They're murdering them. And the black guy says, don't murder your brothers, kill the white people, like Robert Mugabe did in Zimbabwe. And the truth is, Africa's super tribal, super violent, before white people ever got there. And I'm not knocking the folks in Africa. I'm just saying, the West, ladies and gentlemen, is where everybody wants to get because we treat people on average really good, and we built a civilization. And so the idea that you come here and you get it all and you bitch, and because 170 years ago or 160 years ago, some people had slaves in this country, and then they got slaves all over the world. People are slaves in North Korea. Most people are slaves in China. People are slaves all over. The serfs didn't get freed in Russia until the 1880s. There were slaves all over Germany, white slaves, until the 1880s. Imagine, most people that moved from Germany since then don't even know they came from serfs. Serf means slave. I wouldn't sit here if I had some indentured servant background. Sure I do. Oh, my God, I'm a slave. You know, I need some reparations. And the government said, oh, we're going to give you reparations. We're going to give you that with strings attached where you do exactly as we say and you live the way we want you to. And you politically go along with our system. That's domestication. That's buying the people off. And then folks think if they become victims and whine and complain, they're going to get a bunch of free goodies. Oh, like in the 60s when LBJ created welfare for black folks and said, I'll have these N-words voting Democratic for 100 years. He said, they got too uppity. These are quotes with their own businesses. He says, I'm going to break those families up. I'm going to pay them N-word women to throw their men out. And they sure as hell did it, didn't they? Then they got these pimps.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's your source.
It's a reliable source of information.
50,000!
50,000!
Unstoppable watts. Hell, we're 100,000 WMCR. Oh, really? We're not just on the internet like the globalists thought. We're on hundreds of radio stations and our own band.video. Not going as easily as you thought it would, New World Order. That's why as soon as they launched all these attacks and the deep states directing Iran through Obama and John Kerry and trying to get trick Trump into a war, we're here exposing it. Boom, they hit us with the denial of service attacks, trying to take down the websites and the shopping cart today, but they failed. And we're still standing thanks to all of you. Infowars.com. Joining us is Gavin McGinnis. He founded Vice Magazine and TV and all of it, and of course has launched a lot of other major movements. Is why he's one of the only people as banned as I am, freespeech.tv. And boy, what should we cover? It's always a treat to be able to get him on with us. Gavin, do you want to hit the latest Kavanaugh where they just admit that they just made it up again? Why'd they do that? Why don't they care? You want to hit the World War IV brewing in the Middle East? Who do you think's really behind that and all this craziness? You want to hit the Democrats saying, of course we're going to take all your guns. Or maybe T.I. going after Candace Owens, like, when was America great? I was like, yeah, this place sucks. That's why we're all trying to get in here. I mean, there's just so much craziness going on. It's getting nuttier and nuttier. Good to have you on from freespeech.tv.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, let's cover all of it. I mean, the TI thing, what a lot of people don't understand about Make America Great Again is no one's talking about going back to the 1900s. They're not talking about going back to slavery. They're really just talking about 1985. We want to get back to Ronald Reagan. We want to get back to when it was cool to make money and be proud of your country and be patriotic. And we didn't have, as we learned about in Montreal today, a one-room-only changing room where little girls are next to a grown man, totally naked, drying himself off. We want to get away from that and back to maybe just 20 years ago.
Oh, wait. Let me stop you. I know that Chris Cuomo said 2 years ago that we need to have full-grown men in showers with kids at public schools, and if your 10-year-old girl doesn't want to see a man's ding-dong, that she's a bigot. That was his tweet. What's going on in Montreal?
So there's Montreal gets progressively more French as you go east, and in an area called Rosemont, they just opened up a pool, and there's one big changing room. Men, women, old ladies, some 7-year-old girl is going to see a 70-year-old's testicles.
What's the headline? I want to pull that up. Montreal pool only has one changing room?
Yeah.
Wow, we'll get that pulled up. Please continue.
So when we say make America great again, we obviously don't mean separate drinking fountains. We obviously don't mean slavery. We obviously don't want to endure a second civil war where if it was the same population distribution, it would be 5 million. We lost 620,000. That would be 5 million today. We obviously don't want 5 million to die fighting against slavery. and against the Civil War, against the self-funding the North. We obviously don't want to return to that. We want to get back to the 80s when it was fun. Even the 90s, people were cool and getting along. Even in the early 2000s, you had Obama and Hillary talking about closed borders and Bill Clinton saying we need to deport.
What we want is five-year-olds not being taught to get in vans with men and have sex with them. That's literally being taught in public schools. What we want is to not have San Diego State University, that's on Infowars.com, saying pedophilia is a good thing and just a sexual preference. What we don't want is totally open borders with people with leprosy and TB and typhus pouring across with no testing at all. You know, they had 6 months of testing, there at Ellis Island. What we want is to not hear we suck and not hear we're bad and not have the media hype race war constantly and stuff like that.
Exactly. We didn't talk about racial identity politics 10 years ago at all. And I saw a great graph of this, too, and it said how much times whiteness was mentioned in the media. And from the 50s on to 2000 almost, it was pretty normal. And then it's just spiked in the past 10 years to absurd proportions. Everything is race all the time. And black people are sick of it. They're sick of being defined by the race. Oh, you're a black person. It's sort of like, you ever hang out with a super tall guy who's like 6'6"? Every single where he goes, people say, oh, man, well, how tall are you? What are you, like 6'6"?
He's like, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, do you ever
My
play basketball?
My son has a birthmark on the side of his head. And every time a liberal woman would come around at the lake or the pool, they'd walk up and go, honey, did somebody hit you? Was it this man? And by the time I was five, he'd go, that's my daddy. I have a birthmark. But the left is so neurotic and hyper weird, and they're always horning in on places they're not supposed to be inserting themselves, like, we're going to come in your little girl's bathroom. They're going to see our ding-dongs.
Yeah, they really do feed on the darkness. This whole cool culture of I hope I die before I get old and the opioid epidemic. I would even argue that Greta Thunberg, the fact that she's suicidal is a big part of her appeal, especially to Swedes, especially to Northern Europeans.
Yeah, let's talk about her flying around on jumbo jets everywhere and just arrogantly telling us what to do.
She's not just spreading eco-friendly environmental awareness. She's spreading suicide. She hates humans. She hates herself. She hates living, and the academic Swedes, they love the idea of cannibalism. In fact, they were promoting it last week, saying we should eat human flesh. They love this idea of mass suicide, mass death. They don't want to live. They don't love this country. They don't love living. She's evil.
It's totally whacked out. Let me ask you this. Where do you, because I asked you this like 3 years ago, and you said it's never going to end. When do we have peak SJW? I mean, I guess it's when they say burn down our houses, kill us, enslave us, overthrow reality. I mean, they're just not going to stop, and they get more radical by the day, and they're just coming out with everything that they're doing. What do you think they're up to?
Well, 2020 is going to be an absolute madhouse. You know, I think what surprises me about all this radical politics is how quickly the normal moderate liberals just inhale it all. It's sort of like Islam. I mean, we had the Wahhabists come in there, and is that what they're called? Yeah, whatever they're called, the Wahhabists. They come
100
in.
100 years ago, most Muslim women were not even wearing headdresses or hijabs. Now they're all wearing beekeeper suits. So it's just a total radicalization.
Look at Iran in 1978. It looked like New York City, beautiful place. But they let themselves get infected by radical Islam, and it putrefied the entire religion. The left is like this with these radicals. Like, Antifa will tell them something, and they'll go, oh, okay. Like, there was just a cop who was fired. Sheriff fired him 7 days into his career because they found these posts that were 6 years old on Facebook when he obviously wasn't a cop, where he was saying things like, I'd die for this country, and Islam is a threat to America, and pretty tame stuff. But because Antifa contacted the chief of police, boom, he's gone.
Hey, what about the volunteer firefighter who tried to join Proud Boys? So the city last week disbanded the whole fire department. They've been around 100 years and let the town burn down because, oh, my God, firefighting is American. Get rid of that.
And that would be one thing if there's all these crying housewives saying he's ignored our family fires and this firehouse is racist and they won't go to black homes. They won't go to trans homes. We've had enough. I would understand that. You kind of got a point. No, it was just because Antifa contacted the city council member. And he went, uh-oh, I don't want to be embarrassed by a bunch of radical anarchists who cover their face and attack people anonymously.
Don't they get that virtue signaling and groveling to these bullies only makes it get more intense, more crazy?
Yeah, and who kowtows to lunatics so fast? I mean, imagine the right. Imagine conservatives, moderate libertarians, kowtowing to Nazis. They get some radical alt-right group that, you know, denies the Holocaust and hates black people. They send out a tweet to a moderate conservative. He's like, okay, he's fired. I wouldn't want to offend you. Like, why does the left capitulate to their radicals?
Start Zeke Heiling or something. And that's the thing. When we come back, I want you to describe, as the founder of the Proud Boys and all the demonization and the latest them being convicted in New York for defending themselves on video, how you describe Antifa? Because when you see them with their mask off at their own meetings, they look like they escaped from mental institutions. They can barely talk. They're eating their boogers. They have tracks all over their arms. They're devil worshippers. They're almost always into pedophilia. When they have undercover videos, they'll have, oh, we have the local NAMBLA chapter. Oh, great. And then the leader's like, I'm NAMBLA too. And it's like weird meth head white pedophiles that everyone just bows. Oh, God. Oh. And they go to Mitch McConnell's house and say, we're going to kill you. Twitter leaves that up. McConnell goes, look, they came to my house. And Twitter goes, you're banned. Oh, you can't speak out against them. Say they're going to stab you in the heart.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, Gavin McGinnis is with us one more segment. I'm going to give the number out next segment to get into the World War IV scenario. Yeah, the Cold War was World War III. The situation, where do you think that's going with Iran and Saudi Arabia? What do you think about all these people saying America was never great? How do you respond to something like that? People are still fighting to get into the country. It's just asinine. But Gavin McGinnis liked my last question. So in this segment, I want him to have the floor because you founded the Proud Boys. You got lied about, demonized for it. Now they're arresting Proud Boys that defend themselves. You've studied Antifa. You really know who they are, why they're protected by the corporate media, by universities. Who are the five factions of Antifa, and why are they so protected?
Okay, let's start at the bottom. At the very bottom, there's those meth head losers you were just talking about. They often are abandoned by their biological family. They often have a dead dad. One of the guys that attacked the Proud Boys in New York, Finbar Slonim, he goes by the name of Solange Slonim, he recently lost his dad. And those guys make easy prey for the top brass at Antifa. They're sort of like orphans. And you get people like Yvette Falarca who take them in and feed them and give them a place to stay. And then they're beholden to their hosts to do something for the cult. And make no mistake about it, this is a cult. They're the paramilitary wing of the DNC. They're protected by rich lawyers who work for globalists, but they are all members of this cult. And you don't really see this bottom tier too much in New York. It's more like Southern California. You see this in Berkeley. You see this in Oakland. Those are the panhandling losers. You also see them in Portland, these poor bastards. Now, one up from them, you have the rich white kids, and they are probably 70% of total Antifa everywhere. These rich white kids tend to be the children of academics, and they tend to be steeped in Marxism their entire lives. They're all wimps. They can't fight. They've never really been in a fight. They're very sadistic. And these are the kind of guys that will kick you when you're down, hit you with a pole while you're unconscious. Really cruel, bizarre people who I think feel insecure about their lack of conflict.
They will target people in wheelchairs. They will target old women. They will target children.
Yes. When you see the violence, it's hard to determine whether it's the rich kids or the poor kids, because they're both brutally sadistic. But there's different purposes. When the poor kids attack, they're trying to appease their Yvette Falarca hosts and earn their keep. When the rich kids attack, they're trying to make up for the fact that they've had no troubles in their lives and want some culture. They want some grit. Above that, you have these sort of shot callers, and you'll see them at the Antifa rallies where they're on their phones the whole time. They determine who goes where. They're the sort of lieutenants of the battle, and they are one down from the rich lawyers. The lawyers are these they tend to be lesbians, I've noticed, and they're the ones who give out these beautiful signs that all match and have been done at Staples on foam core and have great graphic design, and they pass out all the flags. They're also the ones, by the way, who bequeath lawyers when these two bottom tiers get in trouble. And then at the very top, we have the money source. These are the guys with suits who deal with the funds, who deal with Hope Not Hate and the SPLC and the ADL. They're the ones who funnel the money from the rich guys and then get it to these lower tiers. And the amazing thing about it is they all work together. So you have someone like Cuomo, de Blasio. He says we have to stop hate in America. That goes down to the guy handling the money, goes down to the lesbian lawyers, go down to the shop callers, and eventually ends up with the rich academics and the scumbags who go out there on the streets and get into trouble. None of these top three ever get their hands dirty. Even after they're exposed and we follow the money, they receive no shaming, no nothing, because the media is complicit in all of this. The media needs all five of these factions in order to get rid of Trump in order to push the DNC narrative. So they're complicit in all of it, and they just get away with impunity. I mean, they're at the point now where they just brag. They brag about how they kick our asses. And the night when Proud Boys got arrested and are facing 15 years for defending themselves, there was an earlier fight with Caleb Perkins, Finbar Slonim, the guy whose dad died, and Kai Russo. And these guys, among seven other people, attacked a journalist, beat the crap out of him, took his stuff, nothing. No media attention, no tweets. I think they got probation and misdemeanor, no criminal records, nothing. Whereas the guys who actually defended themselves, stood their ground, as we learned is a sin from the Covenant Catholic Schoolboys, those guys who stood their ground, 15 years, they'd be happy with 9 years. This is for a 17-second barroom brawl. And I will be stunned if they get less than 2 years. In prison, in jail, in New York State, for defending yourself and being a patriot.
Gavin, you're just on fire. I mean, you really are a smart guy. It's why they fear you. You launched so much of the hipster movement. I mean, you've already launched four or five big movements. That's why they're so scared of you. That's why they're scared of me. We're not bragging. They're scared of anybody that is real, that people like, that people know are telling the truth. And you just laid it all out that is exactly who they are. And then Alexander Soros is now the biggest patron, putting hundreds of millions, and we even got documents from family members. We'll put it on screen for TV viewers, where they describe exactly what you said from the top down and the action plans and the battle plans. This is from level 3 and level 4 of the documents we got that are real documents, how they even work with police in Portland and in Baltimore and the areas they're allowed to attack, and how they're trying to cause the black population to rise up, particularly in Baltimore. This is smoking gun criminal racketeering terrorism. Confidential level 7, ABG. I mean, these people are an organized crime syndicate.
And the media ignores it. Look at the way they treat the SPLC. The NRA, their president stepped down. They stopped doing their TV show. That's the end of the NRA. Oh, the media's dancing in the streets. They're obliterated. They're over. Meanwhile, the SPLC, Morris Dees is shamed. His entire career flushed down the toilet. The guy's exposed as a fraud. He's fired from the SPLC, which he founded. The president, Richard Cohen, steps down. Their head of legal steps down. They get Tina Chen to come in and try to save their brand. She ends up being involved in the Jussie Smollett thing. She's ruined. And the media still cites the SPLC on a daily basis as this valid source. The SPLC is enshrined in gold in the media's mind, in their narrative. Yet every other slightly right group is destroyed the second they have a grumpy Monday. We're not getting the news.
You know, I meant to give this article. I didn't even cover it, Sonny. There's so many cases. I'll pull up the name of stuff in a minute. Another black NFL former player got caught by police in Atlanta tearing up his own pizza place and writing monkey on the wall, but he got caught in the act doing it. I mean, this is happening everywhere. Almost all these attacks are staged. Yeah, there it is, WGCL.
Yes, and he included MAGA in that. It was all about MAGA, just like Jussie Smollett, and it's all about destroying Trump, and the media lets it happen. That story barely got off the page. Can you imagine if that was a true story and MAGA guys really did that? You'd never hear the end of it. Or remember that mentally ill handicapped kid who was wearing a MAGA hat, and they kidnapped him and they tied him up and they cut him. They cut his scalp and they were screaming at him. The girl who did that, one of the girls got away with probation. No charges. Proud Boys, 15 years for defending themselves. Torture a mentally handicapped MAGA supporter? Probation. So we have to remember that we're not just up against Antifa. They're just the useful idiots for their henchmen. We're up against
Don Lewis Kaufman, former NFL player, caught spraying swastikas, MAGA, and monkey. The swastika was backwards. Good Lord. Gavin McGinnis, you are on fire. People can find you at freespeech.tv. Please join us again soon. I know you got a big tour coming up in Australia, so look forward to that. I'm thinking about going with you, but we'll see. All right. God bless you, brother. You're awesome. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm going to hit it all. I believe there's a lot of it straight ahead. InfoWars.com. Band.video is the answer to censorship. Band.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Band.video. Band.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroeder. Troyer or Paul Watson fan videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's Alex Jones.
Okay, Matt Bracken.
From Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Matt Bracken, sir, from the Middle East. He's former Navy SEAL, really smart fellow. I want to get his take next hour on what's happening over in Iran. It's a very complex situation. Could obviously lead to a major world war. I said I'd open the phones up. I'm going to host 15 minutes in the next hour. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. I mean, by the end of this segment, the toll-free number to join us on the world war situation, what you think's happening, what you think Trump should do, your take on it, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX on that topic. Specifically, China warns Trump not to believe war hawk conspiracy theories that Iran was behind attack on Saudi Arabia. Very interesting story by Paul Joseph Watson at NewsWars.com. Cautions that revenge attack on Iran could cause Middle East to spiral out of control, close quote. You know, I would normally agree with that, and I'm not saying I'm for a wider war, but Iran grabbed another ship. They grabbed dozens of ships. And when they grab ships, a lot of people call in and say, Alex, this is a conspiracy. They're not doing anything. The neocons, they're warmongers. Iran admits to grabbing a bunch of ships. They're going out of their side of the Strait of Hormuz, out of their territorial waters, into Saudi Arabia's. They're threatening to attack all these countries. They're funding the Shiite rebels in Yemen that now have high-tech cruise missiles that did blow up these oil refineries. We can show you the satellite, the drone footage. We show you the burning refineries. Let's put that on screen. So all I'm saying is people better pull back and they better really think about the big picture, that you have shadow diplomacy by Obama and by Hillary and by former Secretary of State John Kerry admittedly advising Iran on how to embarrass Trump and how to sabotage our economy, and this couldn't be a better way to do it. So we're caught between a Shiite and Sunni civil war. The war's real. Now, it's perfect, though. I get why people are asking questions. Bolton leaves last week. Israel's about to have a selection. Netanyahu's in trouble, and all of a sudden, these oil refineries blow up. The Yemenis rebels have taken responsibility. They fired missiles before. They're officially taking responsibility. Iran's denying it. This is half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. One more attack like this, and we could see it go well above $100 a barrel. This could kill the U.S. recovery. I believe this is staged by deep state globalists working with Iran to try to trick Trump into a war and into strikes. And they've got something really big planned to plunge the global economy. This is a super triple cross. And so I agree with Rand Paul and Ron Paul. We shouldn't do it. But Ron Paul's got an article out. It's on InfoWars.com. We respect the former congressman. Saying it's probably staged. Well, I mean, I remember when we first reported that the chemical attacks a few years ago were staged. It was being reported by the UN and others. It just didn't get reported here. And the CIA came out and said, I need to be shut down because I'm putting out false narratives. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. It turned out those chemical attacks were staged. But Ron Paul and people are saying, oh, this could be totally staged by Saudi Arabia or by Israel. And I'm not saying those countries couldn't stage something. But Iran is really grabbing ships. Iran is really funding rebels. Iran's really giving them missiles. These refineries really got blown up. Because Iran is playing dirty, working with the deep state, which we know, and the deep state's been advising them to maneuver Trump into an embarrassing event that'll make the Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba look like child's play. Secretary Pompeo says we call on all nations to condemn, publicly and unequivocally condemn Iran's attacks. The United States will work with our partners and allies to ensure that energy markets remain well supplied and Iran is held accountable for its aggression. So Pompeo is saying, after getting rid of Bolton, and we now learn they disagree. Pompeo wasn't this big hawk. He was a piece of strength, though. That Pompeo and Trump do think it's Iran because the rebels are Iran-run. They've had a bunch of, not just cruise missiles that fly above the ground 100 feet, 200 feet. They've had ICBMs that go up into space and come back down. On top of Riyadh, they've shot them down with their Iron Dome systems and others they've gotten from the U.S. and Israel. But this is not either Iran staged it or the West staged it. This is Iran emboldened by the deep state thinking Trump can be manipulated. And there's some really dirty stuff going on. And Iran was used by deep state to discredit Jimmy Carter, who I was no fan of. But that went on before. So folks better be aware of that and understand this is a very serious time to be alive. China warns Trump not to believe war hawk conspiracy theories. Tulsi Gabbard rips Trump on Iran threats, acting like Saudi Arabia's bitch is not America first. Well, that's just a cheap shot. You know, like people cussing on TV, like they do on CNN, talking about asshole countries. I mean, we're not acting like Saudi Arabia. We just made Saudi Arabia come to heel and stop funding Ida and Al-Qaeda. ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, new Montreal City pool will have just one changing room, and it will be gender neutral. That's right. Your kids will be with men and women. San Diego University normalizes pedophilia and sexual orientation. Go look at it for yourself. And those that don't like it are bad. Archaeologists uncover world's largest child sacrifice site in coastal Peru. Yep, I guess it's all back to that again. The Catholic Case for Communism, major Catholic publication, calls for communism, American magazine. Unbelievable. Killed 200 million people. And so much more. AOC says Miami will disappear in a few years. The world's not ending in 12. It's ending in 2 years if we don't pay Al Gore and Ward Rothschild all those carbon taxes. Pretty amazing to see all of that unfolding. That's just some of what we need to cover. We're going to go to break and come back with Casey, Sean, David Doyle, and others on the other side of this quick break. And then we're going to take calls. I guess I can take more than six or seven. I have this thing now that I can only take two segments of calls. I only let six or seven callers on. But I'm going to host 15 minutes the next hour. So let's get about 10 on there. And I should be able to get to all of those folks. Toll-free number 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. On this situation that we see unfolding, U.S. prepares to strike Iran as the Middle East braces for World War III. Oil hit $100. Pompeo blames Iran for unprecedented drone attack on the crippled largest oil processing facility. Rand Paul warns against needless escalation of war. So there you go. I agree. We don't need to escalate this, but the rebels took credit. And we don't see any evidence that that's a staged event. So what is Iran doing? Well, they've been emboldened. So it is a false flag of a type because the deep state is over there advising them that they can set Trump up. Very dangerous position. Same thing they tried on Kennedy with the Bay of Pigs. Well, that didn't work. You know what they did to Kennedy in the end. And Trump, like Kennedy, has definitely upset the power structure. We're going to go to break. Come right back with your calls. Please remember that the globalists are working around the clock to shut us down. There's been attempts to take down InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars.com today with giant denial of service attacks. I mean, 10 million people, bots hitting the site every minute. But we stayed up and the sites are secure. InfoWarsStore.com, we have some huge specials that have to end this week. I will end the BrainForce Plus 50% off with the new Chill Force. Just read about Chill Force. It's amazing. That has to end. The Turmeric 50% off. That is going to have to end. We're going to have to end the other really big specials we have of Super Male Vitality at 50% off. Great cold-pressed herbs. Keep all the vital nutrients and cofactors and enzymes in them that boost libido, stamina, energy for so many, blows them away. That's 50% off, folks, with a free bottle of Ultimate Female Force. There's a dry herb type for women, but super strong. For your wife, your girlfriend, libido, stamina, energy, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your wife, you owe it to your girlfriend to let her try this out as a gift with the Supermel Vitality. Get it today to fund the InfoWar. And there's a bunch of other specials that are about to end as well, but we're about to sell out of Ultimate Female Force while we have to end that special.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're on your phone calls right now, but just before the break, I mentioned a lot of stuff is on major sale, 50% off right now, and I just haven't all week been telling you, or last week, what it is, because these specials have to end this week. We have MycoZX, that is the next level probiotic. It doesn't just give you the good bacteria in the gut. That's what our Floralife does, excellent probiotic. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida, so the good bacteria can take over. You're not supposed to have yeast and mold and candida in your gut. And so many people have allergies and problems because of the yeast and mold in the gut. MycoZX is $19.95. It cost us that to make. People are saying, why are you doing the biggest sales ever? I explain this to everybody. That we're selling out of all the product just to run the operation, and then won't have money to buy products in the future. I'm not kidding. And I personally am going to relaunch the sales department myself. I have a bunch of sponsors want to come back on. I will do it myself. I'm working 18 hours a day now. It has to happen. I'll do it. I'll do it all. Don't worry. So continuing, Ultra 12 is an amazing, absolutely amazing, highest quality B12 you're going to find anywhere. It's the best you can get organic under the tongue. It's incredible. Change your whole life. Want this type of energy? Take vitamin B12. I inject it every morning. What it does to your mitochondria is incredible. Well, under the tongue is the next best. Total gut health combo, a $300 value, 75% off at cost. You want total for your gut? It's all there. 8 products. 50% off BrainForce Plus when bought with ChillForce. 40% off ChillForce. 50% off Happies. 50% off Ultimate Bone Broth. Incredible. We're selling out of that. 50% off Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula. 67% off 8 Power Power Stack. 60% off Icarin for your liver and kidneys. Okay. But, you know, people rather just rot and die and let the pedophiles take over. I get it, because there's an unconsciousness, a mass death. And let me tell you, billions are going to die. They're going to rape your children, and they're going to have nuclear war because they want to kill everybody. It's going to happen down the road. You know, I'm just trying to get as many people right with God as I can. But I see the death in everyone's eyes. I see the no attention spans. I just see the failure. And, you know, it's just all part of cultural death. It's just, it's very sad. But a lot of us are still tuned into God and still have that fire in the eyes. And it's up to us to fight these devils. Now, the armies are lining up around the world, ladies and gentlemen, in proxy war. We can talk about that for 10 hours if I'm going to go to your calls. But these are the times massive world wars start. And, we have such a bunch of America-hating boobies and idiots, and we've had so many liars in government lying about wars and lying about WMDs and lying about Gulf of Tonkins and false flags that now, when Iran is working with the deep state and really staging these events, the average American doesn't support the president and thinks he's making it up. And I'm not for attacking Iran, because it's a setup. With the state like Bay of Pigs, understand? Because they're going to be, Jones, the warmonger, works for Israel, he supports an attack. No, I didn't say that. All the people running around saying it's a false flag are wrong. Iran's behind it because they think we're weak, and they've been green-lighted by the globalists to do it. And their whole deal, it's about how the world divides. China made the deal with Iran and Obama. Trump is saying we're not China's bitch anymore on trade or military or oil, and it's about us cutting them off. And that's what this is, a proxy war with China. India just moved into Kashmir a month ago and moved up to the border and moved more troops in last week up against the Chinese border. We're blocking China's expansion in the South China Sea. They're at a stalemate in Hong Kong and Taiwan. The Islamists are working with the EU, flooding Europe again. They just removed the Italian leader that was blocking it. This is all proxy wars between the UN, with the EU, radical Islam, the CHICOMs, Iran, and others against the West and the United States and what's left of us. And Hollywood's in there as their propagandist. And the average American can't even get that. So I'm not for striking Iran. It's a super triple cross deep state setup run by Obama and Kerry and others. Just like Michael Moore bragged 3 years ago they do with Iran. This is the scum we're dealing with. Now that's what's really happening. But it's a real attack. And the ship they grabbed today is real. They admit they grabbed it. So we're in a war with China right now, and the average American doesn't even give a hell, because people have been put in trance states. When you're shown hundreds of thousands of simulated murders, and when you play shoot 'em up video games, you don't take real stuff anymore. When you drive by and see a guy with his head cut off in a wreck, oh, I've seen that before on TV. And it desensitizes you where you can't operate anymore. But the world is on fire right now, literally and figuratively, and there's enemies inside our government and the Federal Reserve trying to drive down our economy right now. And Trump looks like he might be taking the bait, but not in a neocon false flag. It's a globalist false flag through Iran at the highest levels. That's my analysis. What do you think? Chris, Ryan, Doyle, David, Duncan, Jim, Casey. We're going to go to all of your calls. Ah! Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex, in the morning?
Yes, sir. It's just a crazy world. What do you think about what I just said? What's your view?
Well, first, let me plug BrainForce real quick. Cheaper and better than Joe Rogan's Alpha Brain. Love that stuff. But I don't know if you listened to No Agenda at all with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak, but yep. They raised an interesting point in the last episode about the Iran supposedly bombing the oil facilities with drones. Like, how does a swarm of drones make it 500 miles undetected?
I'm sorry, my audio was cutting out. I heard the part. You know, I've had Adam Curry on. He's a great guy. Then his supporters all got mad at him coming on, so he said, you know, I have to submit to my liberal bully users, so I can't come back on your show. They're my masters. It's very, very sad. But he is a really smart guy, and he's made some really good points. But the last part cut out. Just elaborate on that again.
Well, they raised the point of how did a swarm of drones make it all the way from Iran to Saudi Arabia 500 miles undetected? And then how come there's no details on what type of drones they were? Like, if Trump really says he has this proof that it was Iran, why can't he release that proof just so we know?
I'm sorry. My mic's breaking up again. I'm having technical difficulties. I'm going to have to go off air here. I'm sorry. I just say it again. The third time's going to be the charm here.
All right. Basically, if Trump has all this proof that it was Iran, why can't he release that proof? And also, how did this drone swarm go 500 miles undetected if Saudi Arabia has all this great equipment?
Well, listen, you have to know that that's the point of cruise missiles, is that when something's flying at 150 feet and mapping the terrain, that's the whole point of cruise missiles. And why the Russians got cruise missiles we can't stop, we've got cruise missiles that they can't stop. And so the idea that you can't fly drones in off the coastline, they're saying it came from Iran, Pompeo is, because Iran gave these cruise missiles to Yemen, who's taken the credit for it. Did you know that?
I've heard Yemen was involved. I didn't know all the details on that, but it just seems fishy to me. The whole thing's real fishy.
Well, you know, I got people calling me saying Iran isn't taking over ships. You know Iran's taking ships, officially announcing it, right?
Yeah, and the point you brought up with Obama and Kerry kind of overseeing the whole Iran thing is very important, because they keep getting involved with Iran and trying to go behind Trump's back, which is a big problem. But if Iran really has these kind of capabilities to do strikes from 500 miles away undetected until it happens, that's a big problem.
Well, you're absolutely right. We should ask questions, and I wasn't irritated with you. I don't normally have problems. I've gone to this wireless receiver, and it's buzzing in and out, and I kind of pick up some of the other mics occasionally. It's a little bit irritating. But really, really good points. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Okay, we got one caller in. Now, I'm going to try to be a big boy. And I come back on the other side of this stinking break, and we're going to try to go to the other callers, Casey and Jim and Duncan and David and Doyle and Ryan and others. But this whole situation really, really angers me. And I'll just be honest with you. We have the French Revolution Part 2 happening. Devil worshipers that want to end the family and sexualize children, like all cults do, from Charles Manson to you name it, because they're vampires targeting children tenors. And that's why everywhere they're announcing that men are going to be in the showers with little girls and all the rest of it, and that men are going to screw your kids, Boy Scouts, and that's just the way it is. And they're not going to stop because we let them. And it just, you know, a lot of people are good in this country, but just a lot of folks want to be slaves. They want to bow down because they're followers. We don't have enough leaders in this country.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.